Good morning. Welcome to the January 19th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And on the way over here, I heard a transmitter for our signal. We gave up on, we had one on a real high location, which we could never get the audio to transmit, even though we knew the carrier frequency was there because we were interrupting a show that had, I used to always hear on 104.1, but our audio was never able to come through. We tried for 7 months. And so folks said, okay, well, let's just, you know, do the best we can, put up a second transmitter. And apparently it's back in the closet. Remember, for a hot second, about a year ago, if you were within a few block radius of the station, you could pick it up. Well, I guess it's back in that location again, because a few blocks from the station, I was able to hear it. But interestingly, when I put on Talking Tree and went to the car and turned on the radio, there was no longer any transmission. So we got some high-tech sabotage going on. High-tech sabotage going on. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? How we gonna reach the community? We are a community-based radio station, and we have not been reaching the community. We have to figure this out, you know? So if anybody has resources that can help with this, please. And I put out a request on a day when we did not have even the internet stream going, to say that T and I have $30,000 left on our mortgage, and whatever way you can help, I will put it directly to paying off that mortgage, because the minute it's paid off, I'm making a school. I mean, we need to start talking about this stuff. But I hope folks will get in touch regardless of whether we have that physical space to meet, because it's going to take a lot of work and trust where we're living to make that a physical space to meet. Or maybe not, but no one has been in touch with me. I am convinced, because of the level of suppression we're experiencing and the level of personal harassment that I'm experiencing, that we need to start talking about this. Because unless we have an alternative, a viable vision that we are working on, we can't go to our brothers and sisters and say diddly squat, because they're going to say, well, better than nothing. And you know, at least they're giving us the food. Until they don't, brothers and sisters, until they don't, we cannot allow ourselves to be fed like pets, fed not just the food, the physical food, but fed the thoughts that we think. Not if we want to be human beings. I'm sorry for ranting. But they got my juices flowing this morning. When I arrived, somebody had installed a sliding lock on the inside of the door, locked it, and went out the back way. And I'm sure whoever that somebody is, will have a real slick sounding explanation. Oh, I was high. Oh, sorry, I wasn't fully blah, blah, blah. Didn't mean to. Accident. These are not accidents. Someone vomited on the keyboard this week, didn't clean it up, didn't own up to it. You know, they have little low-tech sabotage and then this blocking our signal high-tech sabotage that tells us we're on the right track, huh? All right, Pamela, what do you expect if we're talking about creating a brand new society? And the truly exhilarating thing about that is it breaks with all what we were told, we on the left, about how such a thing is done. Because it literally is our thoughts that make it so. They would not put up such enormous, enormous blocks to our saying these things if we didn't need to say them. And it's getting critical. I mean, seriously critical, which is why we're reading Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. It shows us what power does with folks it considers superfluous And we are at a time with automation, with the almost complete exploitation and certainly almost complete privatization, placing in private hands the control. It doesn't mean if it's whether it's actual ownership or not. If it's in the hands of a state, that's still privatization. It's not in our hands. And we are living a time we are going to have to, in a more direct way than we've been led to think we have to here in the U.S., confront the realities of shortages, water, food, housing, shelter. The messages are being delivered, if not our own experience telling us, get used to less and less and less and less. And we have the youth in the universities being told to celebrate getting used to less and less and less and less. You read the college papers, that's a big, big con going to them. Celebrate getting used to less and less and less. Show your dedication to saving the planet. They want to get in front of this really quick because we have the resources called the internet, which is with shutting down net neutrality. You can see they're trying to make sure we can't use the internet for creating a society based on no coercion, no ranking, on leisure. Because despite the propaganda about we have to get used to less and less and less and less, the reality is the wealth is enormous, enormous, and they know it because they stuck it all in their back pockets. But the truth is, the earth, she is there. She is generous. And it's all illusion, their claims of ownership, which we'll see rapidly. The minute we start planning those first one day and then multiple day global general strikes, when we withdraw our hands, the illusions start to become apparent. And reality, the reality that the earth, she is vast, she is generous, she is us. And that if we talk with each other, come out of our boxes, break through the atomization, that new world is right, right within our reach. We just have to start the conversation outside of our individual little boxes.